You know, I can't say enough about the mental toughs of the group that's in that locker room. You know, we faced a lot of adversity tonight, some of it created by us, you know, turning the ball over there early. A lot of it created by Cincy, man. They came to play. They got after us. Really, you know, the first half of the game, man, they dominated. They won possession downs on both sides. They converted third downs with their offense. We weren't able to get off the field. It was difficult for us to win third downs on our side. You know, you also got to acknowledge it's probably difficult for a lot of men to stay focused and play with their brother laid flat. So that's an element of ball as well. You know, thankfully the guys stayed on task, man, and were able to do the things necessary largely over the second half to march back and for that to be given credit. But make no mistake, man, this is a tough game, tough business, man. 5-0 is our brother. My thoughts and prayers are out to him. I don't have any update in terms of his status. Obviously, he's receiving quality medical care. We'll release, I'm sure, an update at the appropriate time. Right now, we're just happy that he's getting the necessary medical attention that he deserves. And, you know, he got a lot of brothers in there that are thoughtful about him and, you know, wanted to honor that performance and for him. So other than that, man, I'll be happy to address any questions you might have.
Mike, was it hard for you to focus after seeing something like that?
Yeah, you know, we care about that man. Care about all the men, you know, but that's just a tough element of our game, one that we all understand, you know. So we had to get back on task, and we were able to do it, make enough plays to win the game.
Mike, you could see that he had movement in his arms. Was there any kind of...
You know, I don't want to speculate. You know, like I said, at the appropriate time when we have certain medical information, we'll share that with you. I'm not going to try to articulate it. I'm not a doctor. That's probably not appropriate.
Mike, you mentioned the mental toughs. Is that what ultimately takes over in a game like that, or is it executing in the chaos?
You know, we got a no-blink group, man. We've been under duress in that stadium versus that team before, you know. You know, maybe that past experience helps us in some way, but largely it's the men, belief in each other, belief in our approach, and making the necessary plays to make that belief reality.
Mike, we saw Kevin Colbert come down on the field and talk to you for a moment. You're trying to be in the moment with the game. What was it like to have a conversation?
Guys, I'm not getting into that, you know.
Your mind just as far as having to deal with coaching the game and also worrying about Ryan at the same time?
I'll keep that to myself.
You talked about the decision to put Sutton in second half.
You know, we needed a spark. You know, this is a guy that's worked extremely hard and deserving of an opportunity. It wasn't like it was a lot of positive things going on. It's really no slight against Cody, man. We were just looking for a spark or a combination. Cody served us well in relief of Joe. We gave 34 an opportunity. He made some plays and, you know, we'll see what next week holds for us. We appreciate the efforts of all the men. We got some options there.
Mike, Antonio obviously didn't practice all week long. Comes out and does the things that he does. Again, no surprise there?
You know, he's easy to believe in. You leave a light on for Antonio Brown. Can't say enough about his efforts and detail, lack of physical preparation, and that's the guy whose confidence is steeped in physical preparation. He's a worker. And so for him to perform the way he did, we don't take it for granted. We appreciate it. Big time squeeze down there in that end zone, absorbing that hit, but quintessential, Antonio.
Mike, we saw the emotion of the players after what happened with Ryan. How hard is it as a coach to get the players to focus back on football? And what do you say or do to get those guys to start playing again after watching something like that?
Guys, I'm not getting into that. It's the job. That's what I'm required to do.
Mike, what was your thought? What did you see on the Juju personal foul and unsportsmanlike penalty?
You know, he shouldn't have stood over him. You know, sometimes the detail of the hit and the nature of the hit, you look at the video and you coach off the video. Obviously, we don't want to be penalized. We want to play within the rules. We respect player safety. I can assess judgment on the fact that he stood over him, and that's not how we play. That's not reflective of the sportsman that he is. and I'm sure he's sorry for that.
Anything else? All right, we will be bringing
Thank you guys.
In.